Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Wednesday afternoon, I had a chance to spend 20 minutes on the phone with just retired former NFL head coach, Cardinals coach, Bruce Arians. And it was such a treat to be able to pick his brain. How often when I would see him on the sidelines during games that I'd think, I wish I could ask him questions. And you just don't have access to NFL head coaches on a personal basis when you do national media as often. So this was a huge, huge treat. And the sidelines will be different without Bruce Arians for the first time in a long time in 2018.
I told our team last night I was done. I'm retiring. Excuse me. And they lied to you because of that. And there's no greater feeling in the world than to know your players have your back. Told you before, there would be reasons. Family is a big one. And I will miss the game. I'll actually miss you guys. Hell, I might be on your side. I don't know.
He is a brand new broadcaster with the NFL on CBS. He's also the author of The Quarterback Whisperer. He's a longtime coaching coordinator, a teacher, and a risk taker extraordinaire. And we're excited to have Bruce Arians on tonight's edition of After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, what's this been like for you? You were on the sidelines for decades, and this is what you know, coaching quarterbacks and instituting game plans and taking over in the fourth quarters. So how's the transition going?
It's really exciting. You know, it's I'm a rookie all over again and learning something every day. And really looking forward. It keeps me in the game. I'm able to get still see the coaches, the players, be at the stadium on Sunday.
What do you miss about the coaching part this time of the year, though, Coach?
Oh, just the relationships with the guys and the coaches. You know, that's what really is the most fun for me in coaching was building relationships and getting to know guys, put a team together, and make that journey and see how it comes out.
I saw a quote from Ben Roethlisberger in which he labeled you a player's coach. And you hear that term a lot, not just in football, other sports as well. So what does that mean to you?
I think someone, they know that the door's open. They can always come in, and they're going to get an honest answer. It's not going to get sugar-coated. It's a straight-up honest answer. You may not like what I want to hear, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
So then what kind of a broadcaster are you going to be, Coach Arians?
I'm going to try to be the same way. I was bad on officials when I was a coach. I'll probably be bad on officials in the booth, but try to just call it like I see it and add a little something to the game that maybe somebody hasn't thought about.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it myself. Glad you're part of the NFL on CBS. Coach Bruce Arians recently retired from the sidelines after 5 years coaching the Arizona Cardinals. He's also a new author of the book, The Quarterback Whisperer. Really good. I found it to be a page turner if you're interested in the X's and O's of football for sure. So, Coach, let's practice some analysis. The NFL is attempting to implement a new helmet rule designed to make the game safer and prevent head injuries. But it also is creating a lot of controversy among players and certainly questions for officials. What's your perspective?
I'm all for making the game safer. And I think our game is in a great place. And the more we can make it better with all the injury data that we get, we should. Now, this rule is going to be – we've had a spearing rule for years and years and years. And I think what we're looking for is guys who are getting linear, leading with the crown of their helmet. And we want to take that out. And I think it's very hard for the officials – in full speed to see if it's a helmet or a shoulder when these collisions are taking place. And the only thing I would like to see is that it become a reviewable play. So we saw a lot of them last week were great hits. They got penalized. They were perfectly legal. but they were good collisions. And I don't want to see that happen. I would like to see the good play stay in the game. But let's make it safer, and it can still be physical.
So if you're still a head coach, you're in practice, you're in film, you're trying to tell your guys how to tackle so that they can still be effective, but they don't incur the penalties. What do you tell them about how to tackle, Coach?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've always been an advocate of shoulder tackling. It's a new term, the rugby tackling, but you can be every when I was taught as a youngster, we were taught to tackle with our shoulders and wrap and you know, put your shoulder on the ball. Don't put your face on the ball. And really, isn't any place for your face to be in the game, especially not the top of your head. If your eyes are on the ground, it's a bad play, no matter what.
Almost exactly what Bill Belichick said about tackling. Coach, I appreciate that insight. And yet you still hear some defensive players complain that football is watered down by all of these rule changes, that it's not the same game they fell in love with. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Well, I think the game's better. You know, the fans are great. I mean, the game is growing like crazy. And I think the more research we do, especially quality research, then I know the game is in great, great shape.
So what else can the NFL do then to address safety concerns?
I think we're doing as much as we can each year. You know, we have all the – I was on the competition committee, and I saw all that data for injuries. And you're seeing more concussions because everybody's smarter now. They're reporting them. Back 10 years ago, no one would report them. And so I think that's where you see a rise in it. But again, I think the game is in great shape and moving forward at a big clip.
It certainly does continue to grow in popularity. We're spending a few minutes with Coach Bruce Arians, now of the NFL on CBS, recently retired from his career after decades on the sidelines. So the book is called The Quarterback Whisperer. And as I was reading through it, Coach, I realized you wrote this going into the 2017 season. When in the world did you have time to write a book while you were still coaching?
It was really odd because a good friend of mine, Mike Tetchko, was asking me for years to do this book. And once I met Lars Anderson, I had a guy I could collaborate with. And it didn't take much time. It was just, maybe totally 6 or 7 days of sitting and drinking and telling stories. And we put it together, and I was really happy with the turnout.
A week. Wow. There are a lot of really accomplished authors who would envy that type of production in a week. I really enjoy this section of the book where you talk about must-have qualities in elite quarterbacks. So what are they? What do you look for in a QB that determines to you that he might be really successful?
No, the biggest one is grit, you know, and if you're 6'5 and you have a rocket arm and all those things measure out. The one thing you can't measure were really two things, the brain and the heart. And they're the things that make the great quarterbacks. There's been a lot of guys that were great quarterbacks that didn't have great arms, but they were smart. They were tough. They were leaders of men. And I think that's the key. You have to be a quarterback. You have to be a leader of men.
But how do you spot those qualities, though, when a quarterback is coming out of college and getting set for his pro career? How do you determine whether or not he has those intangibles?
Yeah, I mean, you have to talk to a lot of people, and you got to sit down with that guy and some of his teammates and just really, you've got, it's hard because you probably have less than a week with them. You go to their campus, they come to your campus, you see them at the combine. All your scouts have done all their homework, but it's a gut feeling and for me it was easier because I'd been around longer to tell the difference between what I thought was one and what wasn't. I got real lucky.
I don't know how much luck has to do with it, Coach. Coach Bruce Arians, now with the NFL on CBS and a new author. The book is called The Quarterback Whisperer, with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So once you have the young guy in camp, even if he does have the intangibles, where do you start with the volume of information, everything that you need to teach him to get ready for this complicated position, one that you call the most complicated in sports?
I think the biggest thing for all young quarterbacks in the big step from college to pro is the number of protections and the unbelievable amount of blitzes that you see. So you have to understand your protections before you ever understand your routes, because they're going to bring one more than you can block at any point in time. And if you're going to block with seven, they can bring the eighth. Six, if you're going to go empty, they can always bring four to one side. So you've got to know where you're hot at. And then once you get that down, then your eyes can go downfield and see the safeties. And you should be able to see right through those linebackers to the safeties. And within 2.5 seconds, or really 1.2, you got to know, am I hot? Is it man? Is it zone? Is it cover? Is the middle field open or closed? And then find my receiver and throw accurately. So that's what I think is the hardest position of all the sports.
Man, it's a wonder anybody can handle all of those responsibilities and play at such a high level, Coach. So what would he look like if you're drawing up the perfect NFL quarterback inside and out? What does he look like?
Oh, I think you would take four or five guys that I've had. I'd take Carson and Peyton and Ben and Andrew and just throw them all in into one big pot and see what came out, because you'd have everything that you could possibly want.
It certainly would be nice if you could clone whatever quarterback has all of those qualities and then continue to reproduce him. I had a chance to speak with Dr. Jen Welter, who was on your staff. You hired her for preseason 2015, and she was the first female coach in the NFL. And she spoke so highly of you, not only for the opportunity, but also because of the teacher that you are. So how do you balance wanting to be their friend, wanting to be their teacher, but also being the coach, the guy who's in charge? Like you talk about, the fourth quarter belongs to you. How do you put all those things together?
Well, I think coaching is nothing but teaching. I mean, you have a classroom of 53 guys, and each and every one learns differently. And each coach in his specific room, if he has five guys or six guys or 10 guys, they're not all going to learn the same. So as a coach, you have to learn how to teach those guys and make sure that they get it mentally. If you're playing slow, it's because you don't have it mentally, and you want everybody playing as fast as possible. So the coaching is nothing more than glorified school teachers at a very high price. and when they give a test, it's about 2 million people watching.
No pressure there. The part about listening really jumped out from your book as well, Coach. Why is listening so important when it comes to coaching?
Yeah, that's a huge part of teaching. Reading responses, listening to what they're saying, in their answers, just their eye movement and the body language, all those things that a good listener can do, that just helps you teach more.
The book is called The Quarterback Whisperer, and there's more of the teaching and more of this incredible insight from Coach Bruce Arians. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Before I let you go, anytime I talk to someone about Arizona, I love to ask about Larry Fitzgerald. He's a rarity in sports because he hasn't moved around and because he's so beloved. So from your time, both on and off the field with Larry, what makes him special?
Well, I think when you talk about Larry first, you talk about the person. We all know how good a football player is, but he's twice a human being. I mean, when you win the Walter Payton Man of the Year, that just speaks volume about your character and the way he was brought up. And not just in our community in Arizona, but all around the world, he has foundations helping people.
And he's still so productive. And he remains a connection to the past of Arizona Cardinals football. There's so much transition there now with a new head coach, new quarterbacks, lots of new stuff, new faces there. Why was this the right time for you to step away?
It was just time. And I knew it probably with a game or two to go. But when Phil Dawson made that kick in Seattle and we won, I knew it was time. And it was just, I wanted to start something different. And I felt like I'd accomplished everything I could other than win a Super Bowl, which I still would have loved to do as a head coach. But it was just time for me.
Well, we'll certainly miss you on the sidelines, speaking as a fan of football, but I'm excited that you're part of the team. NFL on CBS analyst, author of The Quarterback Whisperer, longtime coach, decades in the league and in college. Bruce Arians, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Loved the book. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, Amy, so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.